My name is Audie Laguerre Hickey. I'm from Boulder, Colorado. I attend Front Range Community College, and I'm studying political science.
Very good, Audie. It's nice to have you here on Penguin Radio and a part of College Debate 16. What is it that drew you to this event? There had to be something that really spoke to you on a deep level, and can you articulate that?
What spoke to me was the opportunity to meet people from around the country that are interested in education and the full and complete funding of education. I think that that's missing. I think that that is one of the most important things that we have to offer our society, is a well-educated populace. And I feel that we as a culture, as a country, are missing the boat on that somewhat, because some people are left behind.
It's an interesting point. You know, 50 years ago, college education was free. They didn't think much about it. So it would really be going back, in this particular case, to a place that we'd already been. It's not a new concept. What we're doing now is more of a new concept. This is more of getting back to an old concept. It's interesting that you bring that one up, because this recurring theme of education seems to be a big one among the delegates that are here this weekend. Any other issues that come to mind that are really pressing in your world?
As far as the political season right now, I find the hostility between parties reprehensible. I find that my father was a politician. I actually grew up right outside of Washington, D.C. And there was a time when you could have a rigorous debate on the floor of the State House or the floor of Congress, and then you could go out for a drink afterwards or go out for dinner afterwards. When representatives came to Washington, D.C. and lived in the area, and their children went to school with other children of different parties, different representatives, there was a community there. That's missing now, because we have representatives that come in, they work for 3 days, and then they go home for a 5-day weekend. So their families aren't there. So it's really difficult for little Susie to hear her dad talk bad about little Johnny's daddy if they went to the same school together and they were friends.
It does seem that there is an element of embarrassment in the political landscape right now, especially in what we're watching as the debates go on. And it's hard to call them debates. However, this weekend in College Debate 16, there won't be that element. This will be an opportunity for you and the other delegates to really hash out some of the issues that are pressing college-aged people mostly. And I wonder what you hope to come away with when you go back to Colorado. And I don't know how much social media time you spend per day, or per week, or if any at all. In my case, it's very little, to tell you the truth. But my reach is vast because of Penguin Radio, and each of the delegates have a vast reach themselves. What do you hope to come away with?
What I hope to come away with are fresh ideas, new ideas, things I haven't thought of, and ideas that... opinions and point of view and perspective that are different from mine. I live in Boulder, Colorado. Pretty much people in Boulder, we tend to be of one type of culture. And when you speak to people that are just like you, you're talking into an echo chamber. And one thing, I'm a non-traditional student, one thing going back to school has taught me is that I can change my mind. What I have thought that has been set in stone is not really set in stone. And it's really important to me to hear what your point of view is and why you think that way, even if it's completely opposite from mine.
That's a very interesting thing that you talk about. Now, Boulder, about an hour from Denver, yes?
Yes.
So how do the two differ politically, as our last part of this interview?
They don't. The rest of Colorado does. Denver and Boulder tend to be very liberal. And Boulder in particular, the University of Colorado that is there, it's one of the most educated cities in the country. And it's a beautiful place to live. It's very beautiful. We've taxed ourselves to death to keep open space around us, and we have height limits. And people go, oh, those people in Boulder, and I just say, oh, you're just jealous because you're not here. But And but now the rest of Colorado, when I first moved to Colorado, it was a red state. And now it is solidly a purple state.
Interesting. And University of Denver, of course, is, they use the letters DU, just like Dominican.
Right. Yes.
Audie's our guest. College Debate 16. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You were great.